I'm reading from the Growing Intentional Families Together blog called I Wasn't Expecting That. If you are an adoptive parent, you've probably experienced many encounters with the unexpected. For most of us, the first big surprise was infertility. We expected we would become pregnant fairly easily, but that's not what happened. Instead, our children joined our families via adoption. We attune to and love the children whom we adopted, and we value the unique notes that they infuse into our family symphony. When families are composed of so many different elements, the unexpected becomes the norm. We need to become pros at handling and preparing for the unexpected. Curveballs arrive from many sources. Sometimes the surprises unfold through our child's unique interests and talents. A family who can't carry a tune in a bucket finds delight in the talent of their musically gifted child. An athletic clan is stunned by the artistry of their child, who builds with Lego, wood, or recycled materials skillfully and effortlessly. Of course, surprises are not always pleasant. Sometimes unexpected factors are more challenging, like a child's medical issues that were unforeseen because of incomplete medical histories. Sometimes it is the world that delivers the unexpected, for example, the pandemic with which we are all currently facing. Sometimes it is Mother Nature who drops us fair share of the unexpected on our doorstep in the form of floods, hurricanes, fires, and tornadoes. As intentional parents, it is imperative that we plan ahead to predetermine our responses. We should create a well-stocked emergency preparedness kit. Being proactive telegraphs to our children a message of preparation. It makes visible and exemplifies our ability to meet any unexpected challenges. This reassures our children and helps reduce their anxiety and concerns. An additional bonus is that we will be better prepared to meet whatever comes our way. We will avoid the chaos that occurs when danger is predicted. As others rush to prepare. Instead, we can spend time reassuring our kids that we have done our best to prepare the family to face and survive any impending danger. Because our children joined our families through adoption, they've already experienced the loss of one family. It is understandable that they will be especially concerned about the safety and permanence of their adopted family. Family fracture is absolutely something they do not want to experience again. This danger feels quite real to them. Completing observable preparations offers our children tangible and visible evidence that we have things in hand. COVID-19 currently dominates the headlines. Reports of folks dying occur daily, and they are no longer concentrated in the elderly. Now folks of every age are endangered and dying, and it is not just the vulnerable and the ailing. This means it is important that we commit to ensuring that we have prepared properly for the possibility that a disaster might strike us down. It could be a health crisis, a car accident, or a weather event that might turn our lives upside down. A dire event could come out of the blue and cause a permanent disability or even death. Our home could be destroyed in a natural disaster. We want to be sure that we have prepared for such eventualities. Make sure we have current wills, advanced directives, and guardianship plans on file. Guarantee that the people you have named for this role agree to take on this immense responsibility. Do not just assume that they would be willing to take it on. Be certain that they are educated on adoption complexity, adoption trauma, and understand what it would mean to parent with an adoption attunement approach. Be sure to write down your emergency preparedness plan. Keep it with your wills. Clearly label it with the names of the people you have designated to care for your children. Inform the guardians where they will be able to find this plan if disaster should befall your family. Some of the things your emergency preparedness plan should include are your children's doctors and any medication that they are taking, a summary of what types of responses, discipline, and activities work for your child, a copy of the IEP or other educational plan, to which the school has agreed, one name of a supportive educator in your child's life, notes about parenting techniques that you do or do not want to have applied to parenting your child, a list of all the important people in your child's life and their current contact information, a list of adoption supports that you have used, including the names of therapists, coaches, and/or support groups, a list of current therapists, coaches, or other mentors who work with your child now or have in the past, a list of the skills and approaches you would want the caregivers to look for in an adoption competent professional. Be sure to refer to adoption attunement quotient for help. A list of websites that you have found helpful in understanding your child or any diagnoses or special characteristics your child has. An explanation of the parameters and responsibilities of your open adoption agreement if you have one. Contact information for the birth family and birth mothers and fathers. Any other additional resources that are unique for your family. How might your family benefit from talking about disaster preparedness? In my own family, my grandson has known since he was 4 who would take care of him if anything happened to his mom and dad. Because he'd known several people who had unexpectedly died, we felt it was important to talk about this with him. He can recite the succession of caregivers. Periodically, he confirms with me the names of who would care for him. Clearly, it provides him with a degree of comfort to know that arrangements have been made. Like my grandson, all kids live in the world. They hear about tragedies happening, like car accidents, house fires, hurricanes, etc. Bringing the topic into the open creates the opportunity to reassure them that you have it in hand. Letting them know that you've planned ahead will increase their sense of safety. This is especially important to adopted children because they've already experienced significant losses in their lives. Plan for the unexpected. Your emergency plan is something that you hope you never need to use. You don't want to discover in the face of disaster or tragedy, however, that you need a guardian or an emergency plan and do not have one. Take care, plan well. And thank you for listening.